Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. You know, I thought you'd like to tag along with me as I look through the news stories and give you my comments for what they're worth. Maybe they're worth something to some, maybe they're not to others. Who knows? Who? All right, so one thing I wanted to let you know about, there's something very interesting. See, I had the proof, and I wanted you to know about it. So, Italian-American politician Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Patricia D'Alessandro Pelosi, born on March 26, 1940, from full Italian parents. Her father was of half Abruzzese and half Venice Genoa ancestry. But listen to this. Her mother was of half Molossian and half Sicilian ancestry. Can you say she's not, that's not a full Italian, that's an Italian. That's will explain to you why she has such a penchant, why she's even in politics at all in the first place, and why she has this penchant for Jews. She's married to a Jew. She's involved in business deals and everything with Jews. She wants to do everything she can for the Jews. And her son is a transvestite. Yes, he's a woman. He's a woman who understands. He's a woman who can't be a man. All right? So there you have it. I think that explains many, many things. I know it does to me, folks. So let's look into the news stories. Okay. Mr. T-Rump is promoting Wuhan lab coronavirus bioweapon theory openly now. The British government says whites must die to save wogs. T-Rump attacks Sweden for doing no lockdown, even after WHO praised the Swedish strategy. This is interesting. Listen to this one. Brazil's president says he ignores WHO's coronavirus guidelines because WHO encourages children to masturbate. Well, they'll have to come down on him for that, won't they? Michigan. Patriots rush the government with weapons, demand the governor cut the crap. The UK. Cuckland. One in five retailers say they won't even ever reopen. One third of the economy has shut down. Very, very strange world we're living in. UK. Two packies from Huddersfield rape gang jailed for abuse of young girls. Germany. Elderly German man dies in hospital after getting beaten by Somali immigrant. Nice, isn't it? Alabama, black charged with murder after shooting white man to death. Black arrested for double homicide in Knoxville, at least one white victim. It's a beautiful world, isn't it? These blacks, you never see, you know, they don't do almost anything that's good at all. It's almost zero. Okay, let's see what's going on here now. YouTube strikes again. Video of doctor calling to end lockdown removed after millions of views. You see, what is that telling you about YouTube? I've already explained that it's telling you that they're want us to stay under lockdown like the rest of the Jews. But you see, it also tells you that they hate the truth. Now, the whole world is taught to listen to experts, and here you have doctors calling to end the lockdown. Wouldn't doctors be experts in this particular field? I mean, legitimate experts? See, now when you have a legitimate expert telling you to end this nonsense, they don't want to hear the real experts. They want you to hear who they claim to be experts, and it's not these doctors. With apparently fabricated nuclear documents, Netanyahu pushed the U.S. towards war with Iran. No. The Jews interested in war? Of course, they're not going to fight any of the war, you know. Oh, they might have a couple of pilots go up and do a couple of sorties or something, you know what I mean? But basically, let Whitey take care of that. Let him face the judgment for doing this evil. As business owners face jail for staying open during lockdown, high-risk child rapists are set free. You see what kind of world we're living in? I mean, it's amazing that people would even bother listening to anything the Jew has to say in any form or fashion any longer. Funeral directors in COVID-19 epicenter doubt legitimacy of deaths attributed to pandemic. Fear numbers are padded. All of the coronavirus models were wrong. No. In the age of affirmative action, they were wrong? Comcast turns their voice-activated remote into a real-time tracking device. Nice, huh? Cities face 100 million new poor in post-pandemic world. What a world, boy. Oh, wonderful. Beef prices soar to record levels. Isn't that wonderful? But pork prices, it doesn't say anything about pork prices. Well, I'll bet pork prices probably are half the cost what they used to be, right? No, I'm exaggerating, but they certainly want you to eat enough pork. They want you to eat lots of it. Because they care about you. You know, as I like to mention this from time to time, as they put chemtrails in our air, and they put poisons in our foods, and they cause cancer through their products that are supposed to block the sun out and keep you from getting cancer, and all these different injections that they give you that are supposed to, like Gardasil, which is supposed to prevent cancer, and it caused cancer. All these wonderful things they do to help us and protect us. They do all these evil things, poison our waters, poison our food, put hormones and all kinds of things in it. But let me just mention one thing. What shows you they really care is they want you to wear your seatbelt. They wouldn't want you to be killed or anything. You see how much they care for us? Ah, boy. What a world. Michigan court says governor lockdown is constitutional. Sure it is. All right, let's find another site here. Yes, it's a strange, strange world. Like Peter Frampton's song, "It's a Plain Shame, It Took Me All This Time to Learn." Yeah, it is a plain shame. 38 states have reopened or are reopening soon. 3 and 8 is 11. New York Police Department cracks down on another big funeral, stoking tensions. Oh, I hope he didn't mention the Jewish community again. My goodness. Imagine. They show this nigger, and it says, California man arrested for allegedly killing a woman and her two young sons. Well, number one, he's not a man. I don't know. Yeah, he looks more like a Mexa nigger. I'd say maybe more Mex than nigger. Let's see. He was on the run and considered armed and dangerous after allegedly killing his girlfriend, and her two sons. They have arrested him. Oh, Luis Gabriel Lucero. Loose, light, you get it? Luis Gabriel. I would say that the fellow has Jew in him, and not Italian Jew. not, you know what I mean? This is amazing. It really is amazing. They don't show his girlfriend. Mexa Negro. Okay, let's see what else. Biden denies sexually assaulting Senate staffer. Oh, I believe him, don't you? That's another Jew. I wonder if he's one of the good Jews, too. He told the truth, right? Kansas blocks some businesses from May 4th reopening. Australian police fatally shoot man who stabbed seven at a shopping mall. It's a wonder how this could even happen. You know what I mean? I mean, ladies have pocketbooks. You know, you could grab one of the women's pocketbooks and somehow get a hold of this. And where are all the men? It's amazing. I just don't know. Oh, listen to this. Four dead in murder-suicide in Texas after child custody dispute. Let's look into it. See what we see. Sorinoza. Oh, it's a long name. My goodness. Yeah, they don't show any pictures, so it probably isn't white people. That's the way it works, folks. If they're white people, they'll show them right away. Biden reaches deal to let Sanders keep hundreds of delegates. You know what that's to do, right? So maybe Sanders, if they, you know, well, I don't want to say anything. Never mind. New York man arrested for allegedly stealing stimulus checks worth $12,000. Now, so he stole a lot of 10 checks, I guess, right? World stocks fall further after T-Rump's China tariff threat. Everything's a threat. Do what we say and don't do what we do. Pork plant at center of South Dakota's virus outbreak had visit from CCP-tied owners. I already read that one before. Scalise says no good excuse for keeping house shut up over the Chinese Communist Party virus. I told you, this site particularly calls it the CCP virus. New York subway will halt overnight service due to virus. Yeah, the real virus is the Jews. Britney Spears says she accidentally burned down her home gym. She accidentally did that. What a world. All right, well, I don't see much else here. I guess I don't talk about sports, so I'm not even going to bother with any of that. So forget that crap. I don't care what really goes on there. So let's check out the next site. It wasn't Bleachgate. Why is T-Rump? T-Rump. Why is he falling in the polls? Yeah. Biden's disgraceful hypocrisy on sexual misconduct. He just said he didn't do it. Right? But I think he's like that other guy, and they just let him out of jail, too. You know the guy that lied, but he's not a liar? Well, Biden's the same. He's a Jew, too. And he lied, but he's not a liar. So, Biden accused. Let's just take a look at that real quick. He's trying to look presidential. Joe Biden has not yet spoken directly about the sexual assault allegation against him. He will have to sooner or later. This is serious business. What will he say? Well, he already said it, didn't he? He didn't do it. And I believe him. I don't know about you, but I certainly believe whatever a Jew says, I mean, you can pretty much, you know, bank on that. Yeah. Good God, what a world. Top House Democrat says Tara Reid allegation against Biden should be investigated seriously. FBI agent questioned whether goal of Flynn interview was to get him fired, handwritten notes show. I don't see much here. Congress's power of the purse loses to Obamacare at the Supreme Court. Abortion rights groups stay silent on Biden assault allegation. Yeah, they're silent. Since when? And then if he's falling in the polls, listen to this one. T-Rump approval rating hits all-time high in new Gallup poll. Again, about this Harvard law takes aim at homeschooling. T-Rump to sign executive order on employer liability. See, those executive orders are because we're at war perpetually. That's what I was referring to before. Biden uses Jew York slimes to defend against Tara Reid, gets rebuked. Well, 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 well. What will we find next? New York crematories bottlenecked with COVID-19 deaths, yet 20,000 were cremated daily at Auschwitz. Yeah, let's read that. Let's do a little bit of investigation. Apparently, the inability of crematories in the New York metropolitan area to handle the surge in demand caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, yeah, in other words, alleged pandemic, it's in, quotations, is causing many people to start questioning how the Germans could have possibly cremated literally 10,000 of dead Jews every day. It should say tens of thousands dead Jews every day for almost 3 years straight using much more primitive facilities. Well, we all know that that's a bunch of hooey anyway. We're running at full capacity, roughly 20 cremations a day, he said. Our average would be 11 in normal circumstances. And the Germans were able to do 10,000 a day? Yeah, sure. Listen to this headline. Piles of corpses at Dachau and Buchenwald were dead German soldiers staged there for propaganda purposes. I've always suspected that. Anyway, a lot of those pictures were things like that, and a lot of those pictures were brought in from Russia. I told you the Jews run the garment industry. They can make German uniforms. They can put people in German uniforms and have them doing, look like they're doing dastardly things. Post CV-19, surveillance and censorship, inevitable components of mature and flourishing internet. Yes, Big Brother will grow exponentially because of this. There's no doubt about it. And of course, that's one of the purposes of it. It always is. They do everything they can to create more crime so that the police state will grow exponentially, continually. China Gate is the new Russia Gate and is far more dangerous. Is there a Russian nationalist sixth column? Whatever happened to the fifth column? Trying to undermine Putin? The overwhelming evidence Alexander Hamilton was a secret Jew, part two. Remember I told you he was half black, half Jew? Well, what else do we have here? I don't see much there, so let's just continue on, see what else. There's plenty of places to look. Let's see how much oil is today. 1929 and 2615 for Brent crude. So it's 1929 a barrel for WTI crude NYMEX. What else? What else? What else? This never happened. I don't know why she's saying it. Get rid of this. This never happened. I don't know why she's saying it. Joe Biden finally breaks silence to deny sexual assault allegation by former staffer and asks National Archives to open his personnel files, but won't open his personal archive. I'm saying unequivocally, this never happened. America's meat crisis laid bare. Shelves across the country sit empty after processing plants were forced to shut due to COVID-19 with 900 workers, 40% of its workforce testing positive at one facility. People with low levels of vitamin D may be more likely to catch coronavirus and die from COVID-19 infection, study suggests. I believe all those studies, don't you? I mean, they've proved to be accurate time and time again over the years. You know, true, tested, you know, time-tested. Oh, sure, all those studies, I believe all of them. Remember when eggs were bad for you? Then they're great for you. Then coffee is bad for you, but then coffee's good for you. You see, remember all those studies over the years that you heard all this nonsense? You know what I did? I just ate my eggs and had my coffee. That's what I did. Let's see. Donald T. Rump tells Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to make a deal with the armed anti-lockdown invaders who took over the state capitol and says they are good people. Well, that's unusual. Joe Biden's accuser says she did not accuse him of sexual assault in complaint to Senate, but of making her uncomfortable, as National Archives say files he wants released are locked up until 2043. Oh, there's files that are locked up till 2043. How convenient. And we're under the War Powers Act right now. You mean T. Rump couldn't have those unlocked? Jeff Bezos is told to appear in front of Congress as Amazon faces perjury questions over claims it used third-party sellers' data to make its own products. North Korean defector says he's 99% sure Kim Jong-un is dead, and the country could announce it this weekend. Very interesting. New York comes out as Cuomo-sexual governor Andrew jokes that he is eligible after survey revealed he and his brother Chris are the city's most desirable men. Oh, my God. I mean, you must be kidding. Seriously, you've got to be joking. Italians. Rent is due again after 30 million filed for unemployment, meaning tenants and landlords are facing another month of financial uncertainty. More than 90% of critical coronavirus patients treated with hydroxychloroquine developed signs of dangerous heart arrhythmias, two studies reveal. Global smartphone sales show the biggest decline ever in the first quarter of 2020 as production and consumer demand slumped during the coronavirus lockdown. Wow, 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 wow. Here again, Donald T. Trump says he has seen evidence that the coronavirus started in Wuhan Virology Laboratory as he warns he could impose tariffs of $1 trillion on China in retribution. The Dow plunges 400 points after Trump threatens new tariffs on China in retaliation for coronavirus pandemic. You know, in this Britain thing, they want to keep mentioning this negress that married Harry. And it's like, you know, nobody wants to see this creature. The thing makes you want to vomit. It's an interracial marriage. Of course, it doesn't matter because Harry's a Jew. You can see Harry's a Jew anyway. So he was already race mixed. So what's the difference, right? But it's what they're trying to train the public. See, even royalty race mixes. Well, that, you didn't need this negress to know that. They've already race mixed. I don't think they're the legitimate people for the throne. I really don't. Get your kicks on Route 66. Stunningly detailed images of the 50s, America's Chronicle, the daily life at barbershops, drugstore, and diners along the historic highway. Yep. Arkansas will reopen gyms in the state next week, but there is a long list of restrictions, including no showers and face masks have to be worn while not actively exercising. Good God. Oh, here he is. You ready? As a gay kid, I never thought I'd have a child. Anderson Cooper, 52, announces the birth of son Wyatt live on air as he thanks surrogate and says, "We are blessed with a new life, even as we mourn the loss of loved ones." You wonder why he's on the news? Because he's a gay kid. That's why. I pity that child. That child should be taken away from him. I'll bet there'll be demonic transfer there for sure. Wellness worshiper Christina Cuomo, another Italian, defends bathing in Clorox to defeat coronavirus after she was mocked for using controversial treatment, as she says, "We're all trying to find tools to help beat this." You know what I mean? Do I even have to say anything? Secret Service paid T-Rump's Washington, D.C. hotel more than $33,000. T-Rump is a Freemason? 33? When Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin chose to stay there for 137 nights before moving to his $12.6 million mansion. Do you think he's worried about starving or toilet paper or anything? You think he's worried about anything? It really is amazing how this world, you know, I don't know how we allow this stuff. I just don't. They want to keep talking about this COVID nonsense. It's ridiculous. They got people crying here. Massachusetts Veterans Home, where a third of the residents have died in coronavirus outbreak, is blasted by dead resident's daughter who wrote, "Is my father still alive?" on a car window after no information for 30 hours. Oh, we got a Negro beating up an Asian. Horrific moment. Man throws 40 punches at homeless Asian victim he blames for starting coronavirus pandemic as fellow New York subway passengers failed to intervene. They just let him just beat on him and beat on him and beat on him and beat on him. Niggas are really worth a lot, you know what I mean? They really are. Would you like one to be your slave? I wouldn't. You couldn't pay me to take one. What else do we have here? Oh, another Negro here. Ready? I just massacred my whole family. Milwaukee, they call him a man, too, called police to tell them the bodies of 5 members of his family, including 4 teens, were upstairs alongside the gun. Christopher Stokes, 43, you know, Stokes. You know what I mean? Once you burn the coal. Christopher Stokes, 43, was charged with 5 counts of first-degree homicide by the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office for the Monday attack after telling police the bodies were upstairs. Let's see what his family looked like if they show it. Oh, well, they were actually all black, I guess, for a change. I really can't stand this site because they keep popping videos up on you that you don't want. You know what I mean? Another one just pops up right here now. And they want to keep telling me about Kobe Bryant, right? They're trying to make this guy a hero. He's a rapist. And they keep on wanting to say, like, you know, they're so desperate for some kind of Negro to look up to worship. And this is all they can come up with, is Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, the crackhead D.C. governor there, or whatever he was, mayor, and this Kobe Bryant, who's a rapist. This is the best they can come up with. Oh, here we go. Here we go now. We were complicit in Nazi crimes, German branch of the Catholic Church admits in confession of guilt. You know, you have to say, well, why is that story there? What do we need to know that for? Apple announces sales of iPhones have dropped 7%. Amid coronavirus pandemic as profits fall 2% to $11.2 billion or 22. Yeah. Texas cops rescue 2-year-old girl who was abducted in the middle of the night by her grandmother. Well, there you have it, folks. I mean, what a world. Let's see what else we can find. Oh, Israel. MIGVAX Israeli COVID-19 vaccine closer to trials. Remember they were working on it before it even broke out? You know what I mean? I got another video playing here. Oh, I know what to do. Oh, yeah, I don't have that on this, I don't think. Usually there's a little speaker phone, a little speaker on the tab that allows you to shut that off. Let's see. Will annexation destroy Israeli-Jordanian peace and set the kingdom aflame? Well, of course, everything these Jews do will destroy. U.S. sanctions Iranian and Iraqi national over support of Iran's Quds force. Quds. That's Q-U-D-S. Quds. And it shows this Iranian with his fist forward. He's a soldier of some sort. And on the bottom of his shoe, there's the hexagram, the Israeli flag. In other words, they're walking on it at all times. What took so long? Hezbollah ban in Germany was long overdue. Israeli Independence Day, celebrating 100 years of sovereignty. No, they're not a sovereign nation. No, they're not. You see, remember I just read it was 72 years? And now all of a sudden it's 100. See, these Jews can't keep their numbers straight unless they're, you know, counting their money. Incredible. Anything else? German Jews and pro-Israel NGO praise Hezbollah ban. German Jews. As if there was such a thing. Anti-Jewistic Al-Quds rally canceled in Berlin following ban of Hezbollah. Jewish groups slam New York Mayor de Blasio for scapegoating Jewish, the Jewish scapegoating. He was, you know exactly what I read to you. And I think it was yesterday, wasn't it yesterday or the day before on News Bites? I don't remember which show I did it on because I've done so many shows this week, but it might have been on yesterday's news, Wednesday's news. But it was talking about how he just said the Jewish community and they went nutso. And I was getting a big kick out of this crazy Jew who was making all these radical statements about what this guy did. Listen to this. Houston teen brothers create face masks from kippahs for the homeless. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, it certainly is. Queen raises money for healthcare workers with new single. Just what we need, another Queen signal. Finland rejects 104,000 kilos of Israeli oranges with banned pesticide. Those Jews, they're always finding a way. Now, you know that they didn't grow the oranges, that they probably have Palestinians or somebody coming in there growing them. And they'll say, Israeli farmers. There's no such thing. When will Disney World and Disneyland reopen? I mean, you got to keep programming those minds, right? All right, let's see what else. We still have some time left. How about this? Let's go to New Nation News and see what the groids have been up to. White female Indiana postal worker shot dead after refusing to deliver mail to black man with aggressive dog. So he shot her. I guess this guy really wanted his mail. And listen to his name. He's a groid. You can see he looks like he might have some white in him or some Mexican. Either one, I really don't know. Here's his name. Tony Cushingberry. I wonder where a Negro gets a name like that. Oh, Mays is the last. Tony Cushingberry Mays. He was charged with second-degree murder, assaulting a federal employee, and discharging a firearm during a crime for the death of Angela Summers, a 45-year-old postal worker, who was gunned down Monday afternoon during her mail delivery route in East Indianapolis, according to the United States District Court of Southern Indiana. The mother of one who had joined the U.S. Postal Service in 2018 died in the hospital. These people are uncivilized, right? And do you feel sorry for calling them beasts in the field? Do you feel sorry for saying that they're no better than animals? Because they actually, animals have more dignity and nobility and are more loyal than these people. These people are worthless. They don't belong in civilized society. Murder charge. Enraged black men. Another guy with feelings here. Enraged black men chased down white adversary in St. Paul as passengers fired fatal shot. A black man is charged with murder for his alleged role behind the wheel in a chase and drive-by shooting that killed a 21-year-old. Bobby Leroy Woody, 43, was charged with in Ramsey County District Court on Thursday with two counts of second-degree murder in connection with last Sunday's drive-by shooting that killed 21-year-old Anthony Bolter of St. Paul. He remains jailed in lieu of a $1 million bail. Woody's accomplice, thought to be the shooter, has not yet been arrested. Can you even imagine how cowardly you have to be to shoot somebody that's unarmed? I mean, there's nothing about him saying anything about this guy was armed. He's a 21-year-old kid. This guy's 43 years old, and the guy with him, they're so afraid of this white boy that they have to kill him. December 31st, 2019, Happy New Year. The witness said a black male was trying to drag a white female into a wooded area. A 51-year-old, you should see this creature. A 51-year-old California man has been formally charged in the weekend abduction and assault of a woman in Brookside. Sean E. Sanders, he's got a Jewish last name and an Irish first name, was arrested Sunday in 1997 in a Ford Aerostar cargo van equipped with a cage in the back, wire cages over the windows, and blankets covering the walls to prevent anyone from seeing inside. The doors were also chained shut from the inside. Initially, it looked like Sanders was prepped for the worst-case scenario. See, this is, they abduct females, and they probably sell them. Wow, this female looks like she's got... Sacramento, California Sheriff DA announced arrest in 40-year-old cold case murder of white Rosemont woman by a black beast of the field. 40 years to the day of her murder, Sacramento law enforcement officials announced Friday the arrest in the stabbing death of Robin Gisela Brooks, who was 20 years old when she was sexually assaulted and killed in her Rosemont apartment on April 24, 1980. Philip Lee Wilson, 71, was arrested at his home. Oh, my goodness. You should see some of these groids, man. It's unbelievable. Let's move on to something else. I get tired of looking at groids. Okay, let's see what this one has to offer. Yeah. I'm telling you, The Guardian is one of the biggest pieces of garbage. Yeah. Yeah. Well, basically, I would say you're going to get the same types of headlines here. Foreign Office obstructed search for truth, says lawyers. Trudeau announces country is banning assault-style weapons. Did you hear that? Canada. Trudeau announces country is banning assault-style weapons. Sweden. Missing Pakistani journalist found dead. What a shame. David Icke. Facebook removes page belonging to conspiracy theorists. See, conspiracy theorists? See? He's one of them. But then, why are they removing his page? I'll let you figure that out. So everyone went out and bought all the meat up now. Meat industry, U.S. consumers, empty shelves amid concerns over COVID-19 shortages. Thousands of Americans take part in biggest rent strike in decades. San Francisco, army of social workers, librarians, and investigators recruited to track COVID-19. India extends coronavirus lockdown for 2 weeks. We stick to the rules. Why cinemas in Sweden have stayed open during the pandemic. UK. Indian students trapped by coronavirus actually starving. See, they're worried about Indians starving. They're not worried about the homeless white people. I mean, this is just insane. You know, this world is so gonzo. I look forward to the day when we hunt these people down. There just has to come a day when it happens. I mean, I just can't see anything else. Sooner or later, you know, it's just like when Frankenstein went out there and did all the damage that he did, the whole town got torches and all kinds of things and bats and everything else, and they went to Frankenstein's house. Dr. Frankenstein. You see, sooner or later, the people are going to have to do something about all of this. There's no doubt about it. My life in sex, the woman who achieves her goals by masturbation. Oh, that's wonderful. You know, that is really wonderful. Let's see. Johnson's back, and this time his message is, all aboard for the sunlit downlands, whatever that means. No, we won't be reading any of that. Not interested in sports. There he is. They show a picture of Edward G. Robinson. Yeah. If you can't see a vampire right there, you'll never see one. Yeah, we already saw that. Michigan. Yep. I don't see much here. This is a pretty much worthless site. The Guardian is so left that I don't think it could go any further left. There's nothing left to see on the thing. It's just worthless garbage. I don't know why I even bother with it. What else here now? Let's see what this particular site has to offer. Yeah, it's basically the same as the other one. Well, it looks like this is going to be a little shorter news than usual, but because there really isn't that much news out there. It is pathetic. Let me just see if I can find anything else, and if I can't, I can't. What can you do? Most of the news is just repetition. You know, after a while, you start realizing that all this news is filtered from three different sources, one of them being Reuters. It's all goes through the Rothschild approval thing and then is fed out to all the rest of them. It's really weird, you know. Yeah. What de Blasio should have said after breaking up a Jewish funeral. Oh, he's just a real criminal. Now, I don't even like the guy, right? He's a race-mixing puke. But, I mean, you know, really, you know, this is so ridiculous. Now, listen to this. Listen to the numbers. UJA Federation adds $9 million for COVID-19 relief. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let me see. Yep. Trump reiterates his rejection of anti-Jewishism in Jewish American Heritage Month proclamation. Yeah. Well, what we need to fight hate. Let's look at this now. You know how much hate there is for these Jews, right? April 27th was already going to be a somber day on the Jewish calendar. This year it coincided with the start of Yom HaZikaron, Israel's Memorial Day, when the country, it's not a country. You see what I'm saying? Again, see, I have to raise my voice about that. It's not a country. As the stolen territory pauses to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for defending Jewish lives and sovereignty, they don't mean Jews, right? Because the Jews haven't defended any Jewish lives or sovereignty. There is no sovereignty. There is no country in called Israel. Period. But the day was also the one-year anniversary of the deadly synagogue shooting in Poway, California, when a 19-year-old gunman shot and killed a worshiper inside Chabad of Poway and injured the rabbi. Yeah, wasn't it his thumb or something? I can't remember. This week, the neighbors there and Jews around the world remembered Laurie Gilbert Kay, 60, a loving wife and a mother. She must be one of the good Jews Andy was talking about. And mother from whom the Chabad was a second home. Like the massacre. Oh, yes, we had to remember this one. Remember what I told you? That there has been no massacre at Pittsburgh. There is nobody under arrest for that. This is all a fake thing, right? Remember? And it was 11 people? Like the massacre at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue 7 months earlier, the Poway shooting left American Jews feeling vulnerable in ways they hadn't, perhaps in decades. Despite the documented rise of anti-Jewistic rhetoric online, by invading synagogues, the shooters struck. They struck what? At the heart of the Jewish communal and spiritual enterprise. Spiritual. You mean demonic? Spiritual? Right? Seriously. Unless these are the good Jews that Andy was talking about. Andy and Eli. Our literal sanctuaries for expressing who we are as a people. Yeah. Close your eyes, children. It's time to give the shin. That's who we are as a people, say the Jews. Of course, the Poway shooting wasn't the end of it. Last year saw the deadly attacks in Jersey City and Monsey, New York. A rash of assaults on the streets. You see how they keep on bringing it up and bringing it up and bringing it. And it's, we know there's no, nothing happened in Pennsylvania. But they just keep bringing it up and bringing it. You see, the Anglo-Saxon people, we don't keep remembering all these things all the time. We just sort of move on in life. But these Jews, because of their propensity of their father to get revenge, they have to keep mentioning these things and mentioning, and not only for us, but for them too. Oh, well, it's a crazy world we're living in. And that's about all the news I could muster up at this point for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, let me just say this one very important thing. This has been a News Bites Headline News Scan Report, and until next time, smarten up and don't look down.